Here we go. The Great In Session. Okay. Once again. Blessed out to all the blessed family. For those who don't know, blessed out to 591, yeah? Bless, caller.
Bless.
Bless. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Fear Crack.
Fear Crack.
Calling from the E14.
E14. Seeing you,
yeah.
Seem eager, boy. Proper eager, like. Innit? Alright, what debate topic do you want to comment on?
I want to talk about the Trinity.
Trinity, yeah? Okay, go
yeah.
through.
This is something that's, I think it's a biggie, I think it's an important topic.
Okay, go through.
Yeah? Because when someone asked Jesus what is the most important commandment of all,
yep.
Jesus said in Mark 12 and verse 49, Hear,
yep.
Israel, the Lord our God is one.
Yep.
Quoting Deuteronomy 6:4, yeah?
Yep.
So the oneness of God was at the forefront of Jesus' mind. But there's a lot of confusion
yeah.
in the teaching that goes on, yeah?
Yeah.
Because, for example, yeah, God the Father cannot be tempted. James 1 and verse 13 says, God cannot be tempted of evil.
Yep.
But then in Hebrews 4:15, it tells that Jesus was in all points tempted.
Yep.
1 Timothy 6:16 says that God has immortality. He cannot die.
Yep.
But then 1 Corinthians 15:3 tells us that to believe the gospel, yeah, is that Jesus did die for our sins.
Yep.
Numbers 23 and 19 says God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent.
Yep.
But then, of course, we believe Jesus is a man and he is the son of man.
Yep.
You with me?
Yep.
Yeah? I could go on. I could say 1 John 3:20, yeah, God knows all things. He's omniscient. But in Mark 13:32, Jesus said he does not know the hour or the day when he is coming back.
Yep.
He said, even the angels don't know that. Only the Father knows that.
Yep.
So therefore, I'm seeing from all this that you can be a Christian and you can believe the Bible without having to believe in a Trinity, because the word Trinity does not appear in the Bible.
Yep.
The Trinity describes Jesus as being God the Son, but God the Son doesn't appear in the Bible. The Bible speaks about the Son of God. And in John 17 and verse 3, Jesus said that eternal life is to believe in you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. So you just have to believe there is one God, and that God is the Father, that God is Yahweh, and that Jesus is the one that he has sent to be our Savior. Are you with me?
All right, bro. Let me just ask you a question. What are your views on the Holy Spirit? Because you see about the Trinity, there's the Holy Spirit as well. So what are your views on the Holy Spirit?
The Holy Spirit is the personal activity of the Father. Yeah, the Holy Spirit is the power of the Father. It's not a separate person. Because if you look nearly everywhere in the Bible, the Holy Spirit is referred to as an it. Now, we might describe sometimes like a boat as being a she, God bless her and all who sail in her. So you might describe an object as though it was a person, but we never describe a person as though it was an object, unless we want to insult that person. So the Holy Spirit is always called it. It is the Spirit of God. So the same way you've got a spirit, and your spirit can be grieved and your spirit can rejoice, God has also got a spirit.
Okay.
And that spirit,
you know,
is
how,
the Holy Spirit.
So you know how you said the Holy Spirit is always described as it? That is incorrect, because there is reference in the Bible which actually says that the Holy Spirit is a person. They refer to the Holy Spirit as he. Now, I don't have that on me right now, but I will look for it and then give it out live. Yeah?
There's two places.
Mm-hmm.
There's just two places where it does that. I think one is in Romans and one is in, I think, John chapter 16 or something, round about there. Yeah?
Go
but
on.
Then remember what... Sorry?
No, go on.
Now, the same way, like we might say of a car, we might have a name for her. Or they might say about a boat, God bless her and all who sail in her. Sometimes we'll refer to something which isn't a person as though it was a person. But most of the time, the Spirit of God is referred to as, which the Scripture wouldn't do. You never see the Father or the Son referred to as it. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Go to.
Shall I give you another example, yeah?
Go to.
If you go to Proverbs chapter 8, wisdom is described as being a lady who speaks and cries out and stands in the high places of the city. But wisdom is not a person. Wisdom is a thing that in Hebrew poetry described as though it was a person in order to make a point.
But you can't really make that kind of, what do you call it? You can't compare. You see, for example, wisdom, is you can compare that with the Holy Spirit and say, okay, you're giving an example, basically, of how the Holy Spirit is referred to as it, and it's not a person. But you can't use wisdom as an example of how you're trying to describe who or what the Holy Spirit is. Do you get what I'm saying? Because wisdom is given of God. It's something. It's a kind of, how can I say, an essence. Do you get what I'm saying? But with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is a person. Even the Bible tells you, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit is an active force of the Godhead. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Active presence. It's not even, the Holy Spirit is not just a presence. The Holy Spirit is a person, but we feel His presence. Do you get what I'm saying?
Well, because two things,
Go on.
I'll tell you why I was using Proverbs 8 as an example, Because wisdom, like you said, it's not a person, it's a thing. But if you look in that text, you'll see wisdom being described as though it was a person. And that's why I was trying to say that sometimes the Holy Spirit is described as though it was a person. And what about your spirit? Your spirit can be grieved. But your spirit is not a separate person from you. Your spirit is you. And so the spirit of the Father, it's the Father's spirit. It's not another person with God. It is one and the same as God. It's God's spirit.
That's right. So that means, for example, just like the body, it comprises of the soul, the spirit, and the body,
They're
all three in one, isn't it? So the same with the Godhead, You have three personalities in one. You have the Son personality, the Father personality, and the Spirit personality. Get me? When you look at places like the beginning of the Bible, Genesis 1, and you read down, it talks about how, you know, the Spirit of God moved over the face of the deep, over the face of the waters. Then a voice spoke. God said, let there be light. And even in reference to making man, it said, let us make man in our own image. So God was speaking to these three active personalities of the Godhead. Get me? They're all one, three in one. It's just like this leaf. I forgot what they call it, But basically, it has one kind of stem and three actual leaves that come out of it. You see, it's one stem, one plant, but three leaves. Do you get what I'm saying? So that's exactly the way the Godhead is. Each one has their personality. You understand? So it's like it's one. God is one. The Father, the Son, and the Spirit.
Can I make another point,
Yeah, go on.
Because some of these things you're making, I put them on a website. And it's www.godfellas.info. GodFellas.info.
Wait, slow down. We can't hear it. Slow down.
www.
Yeah.
Godfellas.
Godfellas,
GodFellas.
Yep.
Yeah, not Goodfellas, but Godfellas.info. www.
Yeah.
Godfellas.
Godfellas,
GodFellas.
Yep.
Yeah, not Goodfellas, but Godfellas.info.
.info. Okay, what is it about?
Yeah, if you want to go on there, you can email me through that website.
Okay, what is it about, basically?
It talks about who Jesus is.
Okay, so it's a kind of website that people can just text in and give their views and comments about who they think Jesus is,
You can read a few pages, Can I make one more point, though?
Go to.
Jesus is on the cross, And just before he dies, he says, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
Yep.
So the one who Jesus called God, his God, which is the Father, who Jesus also prayed to. Because remember last week, Natty was saying, Jesus prayed to God.
Yes.
Right? I don't see why God would need to pray to God, but Jesus prayed to the Father, and then he said, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" So God left the Son.
Yep.
So whatever was left on the cross, the man Christ Jesus, that cannot have been God, because God forsook him.
Mm-hmm.
The one God left his Son, and then the Son died on the cross for our sins, and then God raised him again 3 days later. That's the gospel.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me make my comment now as well. Jesus himself, as we know, the birth of Jesus basically was a supernatural one, because he was not made by man or woman, but rather he was conceived by the Holy Spirit. Now, we know that Jesus came in the form of man. Why? He came, the Bible says that Jesus did not, in Hebrew, I think it's Hebrew, says he did not take the form of angels, do you know what I'm saying, or any other being, but he saw it fitting to take the form of man. Why? Because he loved us so much. He wanted to go through the suffering that we go through the pain and trials, so that when he returned to his rightful place, he could be a great intercessor for us. When we sin, he can intercede on our behalf before the Father. Right? The thing that makes it very difficult for people to understand why we say Jesus is God, is because your mind cannot go that far. You know what I'm saying? There's a limit to our understanding These things are spiritual things. So if you try and use physical reasoning, yeah, obviously to you it will seem that, nah, Jesus can't be God. Do you get what I'm saying? Because if he's praying to the Father, then obviously that means there's a separation. He's one individual and the Father is another individual. But the Bible lets you know that to understand spiritual things, you have to have a spiritual mind. John chapter 1 verse 1 tells you clearly that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word is Jesus. And it's given reference that this Word, Jesus, is God. Do you get what I'm saying? When you read John chapter 14, you read the whole chapter, it will speak to you so clearly about the relationship that there is between the Father and the Son and how they are one. Jesus says, everything that I do what my Father does. Everything that he says, I say what my Father says. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can get to the Father except through me. I and my Father are one. He makes so many references to that. So many things in the Bible can kind of throw your mind off because you're mental understanding is not enough to understand the secret things of God. That's why when we read the Bible, as I always say, you must ask God for spiritual understanding. You cannot use man's knowledge to understand the Word of God. That's my view.
I agree with you about needing to rely on the Spirit of God to teach us, yeah?
Yep, yep.
But then, you know, you said about Jesus and the Father are one.
Yep.
In John chapter 17, Jesus prays for the Father,
yep,
and he prays for all the believers,
yep,
all of us basically,
yep,
and he says that they may all be one in the same way that me and you are one.
Yep.
So if we can all be one in the same sense that Jesus and the Father are all, it must be like a oneness of agreement, a oneness of unity, a oneness of purpose, because that is how Jesus explains that him and the Father was one. Not that they was the same person or the same God, but that they had the same mind.
Okay, but listen, this is how I see it, yeah? When Jesus came onto the earth, basically, it's an illustration of how we as Christians should walk on the earth.
I agree.
He can't basically say, okay, basically, that we have to pray to, like, he's on the earth and he's telling the people that he's talking to that you have to pray to me. Do you get me? He's representing how Christians should walk on the earth. So that's why he gives reference to his Father. Do you get me? Doesn't necessarily mean that he is not God or he is not part of the Godhead. It's just that his whole walk on earth was, do you get me, an illustration of how we should be on earth and how we should communicate with the Father, do you get me, when he's gone. That doesn't necessarily mean that he is not God or he is not part of the Godhead. Do you get me?
Because Natty hit on this point last week. He said that Jesus prayed to the Father, yeah? And 1 Timothy 2 verse 5 says, there is one God, and there's one mediator between men and God, the man Christ Jesus. So then, there's nowhere in the Bible where anyone ever prays to Jesus.
Okay.
And Jesus taught us, like you said, the Lord's Prayer earlier in the show, didn't you? Our
yep.
Father who art in heaven.
Yep.
So if Jesus is God, why did he tell us to pray to the Father? Why did Jesus himself say in John chapter 5, the Son can do nothing by himself?
All right, listen to this, Father, yeah? In Matthew 28 verse 19, it says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Yeah?
Mm.
This is what Jesus said, yeah? So basically, when you think about it, yeah, they are all part of the Godhead. Jesus is God, do you get me? In the same way that the Holy Spirit is part of God. Do you understand? But they all have different attributes. When you think about it, it's like God is trying to illustrate something to mankind. As you said, when he died on the cross, yeah, he said, Father, Father, why have thou forsaken me? And I feel that's an illustration of when we as human beings, we sin. Do you get me? God is going to sort of like, because Jesus Christ took the sins of the whole world upon himself. You get me? And God does not like sin. Do you get me?
Yeah.
It's basically hard for him to draw near to a person that is sinful. Do you get what I'm saying? But because Jesus was pure in heart, do you get me? And he had done nothing wrong. Do you get me? It's all an illustration for us to understand how we should be. That's what I feel. Do you get me? That does not necessarily mean that Jesus is not the Son of God, because Jesus rose again on the third day. He even went to hell to preach the gospel, do you get me, to those that didn't have him. Those that died, basically, he went to hell, or wherever it was. Was it hell? Yeah.
Yes.
He went to hell to preach the gospel to those people as well. So how can someone go to hell to preach the gospel if he is not God or if he's not part of the Godhead? Do you understand? So I feel it's an illustration, and we need to open our minds and ask the Lord to speak to us and not look at it from an earthly or a human perspective, because these are the things of God. Do you get me? It can't take us a day or a few weeks to understand the Word of God. You can read one verse, I say this every week, and it can speak 10 different things about your life. Do you get me? It has so much meaning. So we need to ask God, we need to pray to God and ask God if what we're hearing and what we believe is right, basically. Because
but then if it was important for us to believe that Jesus is God or the Trinity, it would say so. There's nowhere in the Bible that clearly says,
and ask God if what we're hearing and what we believe is right, basically. Because
but then if it was important for us to believe that Jesus is God or the Trinity, it would say so. There's nowhere in the Bible that clearly says Jesus is God. I've had so many people tell me, yeah, but I can't be a Christian because I don't believe Jesus is God. But I believe everything.
Let me cut you there. I'm going to show you. I'm just going to look for it very quickly, yeah, and I'm going to show you, because there is reference in the Bible that Jesus says, "I am God." Do you get me? Yeah. Okay. I'm going to show you, and it says, "I and the Father are one." So I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you at least one of those references. Yeah.
I showed you about "I and the Father are one." Yeah. It's the same sense that we are one.
Yeah, I understand. I understand what you're saying.
We all should be one.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but I'm going to show you. Yeah, basically, you said that there's no reference in the Bible that says Jesus is God.
Well, he said, "I am God." Yeah.
Yeah, that Jesus says he's God, yeah? But I'm going to show you.
No, it doesn't say that anywhere.
But even think about this, yeah? Think about that passage that I just gave you, Matthew 28, verse 19, yeah? If it's saying that we should go forth and teach all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, do you get me? Why does it say that then, if Jesus is not part of the Godhead? Do you understand?
So I tell you why it says that?
Go on.
Because we are supposed to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, which means the Anointed One, which means God's chosen one.
Mm-hmm.
So if you believe that Jesus is God's chosen one, you believe in the Father who chose him, in the Son who is the chosen one, and in the Holy Spirit that the Father anointed the Son with. Because when he got baptized, the Spirit of God came on him, didn't he?
Yep.
And after that, he started doing all miracles because God had empowered him.
Yep.
Like the Bible says in Acts chapter 10, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with power to go about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Acts chapter 2, Peter says that God did many mighty works by him. Jesus himself said that the words that I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me, he does the works. So when you believe Jesus is the Christ, you believe the Father of Jesus, Jesus himself, and the Spirit of God that worked for Jesus, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But Matthew 28:19 doesn't say that you need to believe that they are three persons in the Godhead.
Okay.
That's putting more into the text than is actually there.
Okay, but listen to this. Let's say that, for example, is it hard to believe, yeah, for example, that God can come onto earth in the form of a man? Is it hard to believe that?
Well, because the Bible says God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man.
Yeah.
Since the Bible clearly says that God is not a man, since the Bible clearly says that God is immortal and cannot die, therefore, like, I agree with what you're saying. We have to seek God. We have to ask God to enlighten us, understanding when we come to the Bible, and we have to study to show ourselves approved. But at the same time, if the Bible clearly says that there's one God and one man, Christ Jesus, to intercede, then I'm just going to simply believe the Bible for what it says.
Okay, if you're saying there's one man that intercedes, yeah? Okay, let's say Jesus has gone, he's died, yeah? So who intercedes for us now?
Who intercedes for us now?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Because?
Because Jesus is our high priest. He's the one that God has raised up. He's made him immortal.
Listen,
he's sat him at his right
hand. Jesus is a high priest.
Now when we pray to the Father, Jesus is there like a lawyer arguing our case.
He has that. Yeah, so that's his role, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, he's part of the Godhead. Do you understand?
No.
Because think about it. All the prophets, all the mighty men of God in the Bible that came, basically, that are in the Bible, none of them basically died and rose again and had function, do you get me, or that attribute, basically, apart from Jesus, because in the Bible it says that Jesus is the Son of God.
That's right.
So basically, I mean, I don't understand why it's so hard to believe that Jesus is God. That's what I just don't understand, do you get me? Because if he died again, rose on the third day, and he's still interceding to the Father on our behalf, and no one else is doing that, do you get me? And in the Bible it says, "I and the Father are one." I know you gave an explanation about that. But, I mean, why is it so hard to believe that he is part of God? Just like the Holy... It's like, as my brother said, the man, us as human beings, we have a flesh, we have a spirit, we have a soul. Do you get me? So in that sort of sense, do you get me? There's three in one. It's the Trinity. Do you get me? Jesus the Son, God the Father, and the Holy Spirit. Do you get me? And they do different things. Do you get what I'm saying?
I understand the point you're saying, yeah. I'll tell you what, who are talking to? Is it Calibre?
Calibre and Prestige as well.
Can you do something for me? Can you check out that website?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I hit on points like John 1:1 that you mentioned. You brought it up, yeah?
Yeah.
Click on the email thing and get in touch with me to talk about it some more.
All right, then. All right.
Because these are things which we can't just go into in one phone conversation, yeah?
Definitely.
That's also out to all area truth seekers, yeah?
Yeah,
all the family, everyone that listens to Bless, if they want to go on that night and discuss, because that's what I like about your show, you're open to people talking to you about different things.
Mm. Alright, give me your website again, bro.
Sorry?
Give me your website again.
www.godfellas, G-O-D-F, E-L-L-A-S, info for information.
Info, yeah? What's your name again, bro?
What's my name? Theocrat,
yeah?
Yeah.
Alright, bless, bro, yeah. We'll look into that, yeah? Stay blessed, though.
Alright, blessings.
Alright, God bless. Big enough, crack, yeah? And anyone else locked in, locked on, if you have anything to say about what we just talked about, come live and put your view across, do you get me? Because we're all learning, we all want to learn from each other, and see if we can come to an agreement, do you get me, yeah? So, if you got anything to say, come live. It's not about the texting, trust me, come live. 079-444-313.
Unless you haven't got credit.
66. If you're fused, whatever it may be, do you get me? Come live, let us know. Let's see if we can reason together, yeah? Alright, stay blessed.
Okay. And the other two debates, if you want to comment on them, the second one was, the lady